Diana, Grace is going to say something about you first.
It's more than good.
好，我们上个星期呢已经宣布过了。
我们上星期已经宣布了。
就是呢我们堂议会呢就向会友大会去建议。
就是堂议会呢已经向会友大会去建议。
聘请Mrs. Diana Williams 成为我们英文堂的全职牧者。
聘请 Mrs. Diana Williams 成为我们英语堂的全职牧者。
上星期呢我们介绍过有关 Diana 的侍奉的经历。
上星期我们已经介绍过 Diana 她侍奉的经历，
我们知道她是很有恩赐，也都很有经验的。
我们知道她是很有恩赐，而且很有经验的。
所以呢，我们也很希望她来到中文堂去让弟兄姐妹认识一下。
所以我们也很希望中文堂的弟兄姐妹也认识她。
好，我们现在请 Diana。
我们请 Diana。
I think I might need to ask somebody afterwards what she said.
或者等一下完了，我看要问你们一下，究竟李传道说了些什么。
It's a great privilege to be able to be here and to share God's word in this worship with you this morning.
今天很荣幸来到这里，能够跟大家分享神的话语以及一同敬拜。
I think the last time you might have heard me talk was an Aboriginal story on the floor of the camp.
可能大家记得上一次跟大家分享是在我们那个退休会一个晚上，我告诉了大家一个关于这个原陶主人的一个故事。
But don't worry, I'm not going to kneel on the floor today.
不要担心，今天我不会跪在地上呢，跟大家再说这个故事。
I'm sure that each of us in this room, as we love Jesus, as we follow him throughout the days of our lives, we also have a dream of a beautiful entrance into the kingdom of God.
我相信我们在座的每一位，当我们每天在跟随主的生活当中的，我们一定梦想这个美梦，就是有一天我们能够很高兴的进到神美丽的国度。
I'm sure that both you and I would love to come toward that entrance, walking into the kingdom of God.
我想我跟你都很希望有一天来到这样子这个美丽这个国度的门前。
Maybe like the entrance into the Olympic Games stadium on the opening night.
好像呢进入这个奥林匹克这个运动会场这个那一阵子的这个兴奋。
An entrance that is exciting, full of music, happy, and fulfilling.
充满那个刺激，充满那个音乐，充满这个喜乐。
The Apostle Peter, that fisherman who followed Jesus and got so many things right during that journey, but also many things wrong.
彼得这位使徒呢，他在一生当中呢，他做了很多正确的事情，可是呢，他也做了很多错的事情。
He tells us in his second letter that there is a way that we will have that kind of entrance richly provided for us.
他在他的彼得后书里面呢，告诉我们是有一个方法，让我们能够是很丰丰足足的来到这样子的一个门前。
Recently, I gave a talk to a Christian Mission Foundation in Sydney, and as part of my time there, they richly provided for me a night at the Marriott Hotel on Hyde Park, Sydney.
有一次呢，我有一个机会呢，在 Sydney 我被邀请去参加一个基督徒的一个聚会。他们为我们为我预备了在这个海德公园这个市中心呢，这个 Marriott 酒店里面让我住在一个房间。
I could never have afforded to stay there by myself.But there was a sense of rich provision.
那么我自己来说呢，我就花不起住那么一个漂亮的地方哈。对于我来讲，这是一个很丰富的一个预备。
Perhaps you've experienced something like that, where it was much more than you could have ever expected or thought.
可能你也有过这样这个经验，就是经历过一个比你觉得自己你花不来的这样子一个丰盛的一个预备摆在你的面前。
And this is what Peter tells us, is that we can have that kind of entrance into the kingdom of God.
那彼得就是这样告诉我们，我们可以的，我们可以获得这样子的丰丰富富的来到进入神的国度里面。
But he also tells us there's some things we need to do or things we need to practice and we need to offer ourselves as sacrifices to those practices.
但是他也告诉我们，我们需要付出，我们需要准备，我们需要来到装备自己，才能够这样子的进入这个美好的一个境界。
And that is how we can make sure of that rich entrance into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior.
那是我们怎么样有把握能够这样子的准备好进入神的国度里面去。
What he presents to us is the kind of person that God wants us to become.
彼得跟我们讲的就是神究竟想我们成为怎样的一个人呢？
It's not a list of duties or activities, but more of character development.By allowing God to work in our lives.
不是纯粹的一些活动以及一些这个动作，乃是怎么样建造我们的品格。
And each quality, as Peter tells us, builds upon the qualities before it.
就是每一样品格都是有关联的，就是一个连着一个，就是在上面一点点的建造。
The sequence begins with faith.And ends with love.
它的过程是以信心开始，而以这个爱为终结。
It's like a cake recipe where all the ingredients are required, but must be added in the proper order, as you know if you watch MasterChef.
就是我们好像做蛋糕一样哈，就是每样的这个成分都准备好了，但是我们要有次序的，一个一样一样的加进去。
So Peter tells us that this is built on the foundation of faith.
所以彼得告诉我们，这一切都是建造在这个信心这样的一个品格。
Now, Howard and I were talking about how we could visually represent this to you.
那我们在研究呢，这怎样能够带给大家一个很这个实在的一个一个影像呢，来到想象呢？
Because I'm a visual type of person.
因为我自己来讲，我是很喜欢用这个图画来表达的。
So I had this idea of making little sheets of paper and showing you how these qualities build on top of each other.
所以我自己呢，我就准备了一张一张的纸，写在上面，告诉大家这个是一个怎么样的一个过程。
So I told Howard about this, and I said, "Do you think you could type them out in Chinese?"
所以我就告诉我了，怎么样可以说在纸里面打上这个中文字
？So I had mine done, which were on A4 sheets of paper, and I took a photo with my phone to show him.
所以打印来的，他就用英文打在这个纸上，每一个字打在上面。
And so he asked me a few questions, and then this morning, very early, I got an email or a text. I can't remember a text something.To say he had built this thing that was 6 feet tall.
然后今天Diana她收到我的一个这个 email 电邮，告诉她我已经做好了这个东西有6尺高。
And he said he cut it down from 8 feet.
那但是我开始做的时候呢，我估计错误的是8尺。
So you know that scripture where it says if someone asks you to walk 1 mile, you should go 2?
你记得那个圣经告诉我，有人要坚持你跟他行走一里路呢，你跟他走2里路。
He went 10.
走了10里。
and you know the other one that says God will do more abundantly than we ask or think?
记得吗？圣经说，神为我们预备的是超过我们所想所求。这是今天我们所做的。
So he's going to bring out the foundation first.
今天我们就看，先把我们的基础来到给大家看。
Sort of hold it up first and then put it down because they're all trying to see. Yeah, see? This is the foundation. And I said this has to be a permanent view in the church. We can't, We have to use this for many things.
我们想怎么永久的话，把它放在教会里面。
Faith is something that we have received as a gift from God.
信心是我们从神所领受的。
It's the foundation. Faith begins as saving faith.
这是我们得救的信心，是一个基础。
And then it becomes faith without which it's impossible to please God.
因为人若没有信心，就不能够得神的喜悦。
Our faith is tested, it's proven, and it's strengthened by trials and adversity.
我们的信心是经过磨练，经过被试验，经得起困难。
Adversity that God allows to come in our life.
这些困难都是神所允许临到我们身上。
Peter tells us about this in his first letter, and he bases that very much on his experience.
彼得在他的前书里面，根据他的生活经验，已经告诉了我们。
Faith is not only the basis for belief, but it's also the basis for our behavior.
信心不单只是我们得救的这个基础，也是我们行为上面的一个根据。
It's on this foundation, this rock,this basis that then Peter says we need to add to.
就是在这样子这个基础，这样这个磐石上面，彼得说我们要在上面再加添。
And the next building block, he says, is goodness.
那么下一个品格我们需要建立的就是德性。
Hold it up first so that...Show and tell. Isn't that wonderful?
Still working.
Yes. Wait till we get to the top one. This is the goodness is the excellence of God's character.
那这个德性呢，其实就是神的本性。
Which he makes available to us in Christ.
就是透过基督我们可以活的。
We are to add this goodness, God's goodness, by acknowledging Him as good.
就是我们能够得着这个德性，是因为神他是良善的。
So that all that He does and in us and for us, we acknowledge as good.
所以神所做的一切，我们就视为是美善，
as worthy of praise.
是值得称赞的。
In Philippians chapter 4, Paul tells us to think on things that are worthy of praise.
在腓立比第四章里面呢，保罗告诉我们，这些美好的事情都值得我们去思念。
We are to recognize these qualities in Jesus Christ and embrace them as qualities in our lives.
我们知道耶稣基督拥有这些美善，我们就应当去拥抱这些美善。
So pursuing goodness and moral excellence means we are to have a spirit of mind which exalts the word of God and asks God to put it into our hearts.
所以去追求这个美善，去到寻求这些德性，我们就当应该要知道神的话语。
It's also to have moral courage to stand for what is right.
也是我们应该有这样子的一个道德上面的勇气去追求这些。
You know, there are many things that come into our lives that are difficult for us.
有很多事情临到我们的生命里面是很困难的。
We can have financial difficulties.
我们可能有这个经济上面的困难。
We can lose a loved one.
我们可能失去我们所爱的人。
We can be separated from our families by distance.
可能与我们的家庭分开。
But God says even in the midst of this, we are to acknowledge Him as good.
但是神告诉我们，纵使我们临到这些困难当中，我们也要信心知道神他是美善的。
That's the first step building upon the foundation of faith.
那这个就是从信心这个基础来到建立的第一步。
The next step is knowledge.
那下一步呢，就是知识。
Now I asked Candace to be taking photos, so hope she can. Knowledge is the next building block.
知识是我们下一个要建立的品格。
This is not knowledge that we just get from reading a book or doing a Bible study.
这个不是说我们就是读任何一本书所得到的一个知识。
It's grasping the true knowledge of our Lord, which causes our minds to be renewed and our lives to be transformed.
这是从认识神的知识里面，一直到我们生命得以改变的知识。
In Romans 12, Paul tells us that we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
在罗马书十二章里面，保罗告诉我们要心意更新。
To pursue the knowledge of God.
去追求神的知识美善。
And Paul says it's only then that we can test what the will of God is for our lives.
那保罗说就只有这样子我们才能够体验神的美善的旨意。
It's only then that we will know how to steer our lives on the true course that Jesus Christ has given us.
只有这样子我们才能够在我们的生命前方能够领会到神怎样的带领我们。
Both Peter and Paul tell us that we are to pursue a knowledge of Jesus Christ, but knowledge in his death and resurrection.
那彼得跟那个保罗都同样的告诉我们，我们在追求当中，我们就去怎么样去明白，基督的死跟基督的这个复活。
Not knowledge about Jesus, but knowledge of who he is in my life.
不单只光是关于基督的一些知识，乃是他的意义，基督的意义究竟在我的生命当中是什么呢？
Now, building on top of the knowledge is self-control.
那么在知识上面再建造的就是节制。
The literal meaning of self-control means take a grip of yourself.
节制的这个表面上的意思就是来控制自己。
It's the opposite of self-indulgence.
那它的对面呢，反例的对面呢，就是这个自我为中心。
Living a godly life requires us to master the flesh.
要过一个敬虔的生活呢，就是要控制我们的肉体。
To make it our servant rather than our master.
使到我们的肉体成为我们的这个奴仆。
To have self-control really means that when it shows us when temptation has lost its attraction.
我们有节制的话呢，那么这些引诱来到了我们面前的话，我们就它这些引诱呢就不会成为吸引我们的东西。
When we allow ourselves to come under the control of some habit or desire or addiction,
当我们自己容许我们自己被其他东西来到控制的话呢，比如说一些偏好一些的嗜好来到控制我们的话，
Paul tells us in Galatians that these people will not inherit the kingdom, but it's only when there is fruit of the Spirit, which is also listed as self-control.
保罗告诉我们这些人不会承受神的国那么这些人只是来到纵容他们的这个肉体，不会得着圣灵的这个果子。
One addiction that I was just reading about in the paper is gambling addiction.
我在报章上面看到其中一个很多人的一个偏好就是赌博。
And there's been some discussion that casinos should actually offer help for those who are addicted to gambling.
有些建议人说一些赌场呢，或者说也提供一些怎么样去对于这个赌博这样子一个嗜好的一个治疗方法。
You can imagine what they said.
你可以想想他们能够说些什么呢？
It's like asking the chocolate factory to move away from your house.
就是说等于说好像喜欢吃这个巧克力的话呢，你就不要把这个巧克力工厂呢把它除掉。
Because you like chocolate so much.
因为我们都很喜欢巧克力。
On TV the other day, I heard some discussion about addictions, and one of the ones that's becoming very prevalent is a person who has shopaholicism.
就是那天在电视看见了，就是说，其中的一些很偏激的这个嗜好呢。
I don't know, shopaholic.
哦，就是购物狂啊。
You know that phrase, shop till you drop?
就是这个英语说，有些是买东西，买东西，买到你倒地为止。
And it showed a woman who had just, you know, 500 pairs of shoes and 300 dresses.
啊，就是看见了好像一位女士的买了三百双这个鞋子，还有五百套这个衣服。
Don't ask me to come in and count your closets.
啊，不要让我来数数你究竟有多少衣服哈。
One of the things I'd like to share, a personal thing, is that my sister had bipolar disease and ended up at the age of around 45 committing suicide.
我想跟大家分享一个故事。我一个妹妹呢，她有精神分裂症的，所以她40多岁呢，她就走上这个自杀之途。
She had a deep emptiness in her life.
她内心感到很空虚。
And when I visited her a couple of years before, she asked me to her house, which I hadn't been probably ever.And the entire walls and every place you could put anything was covered with little trinkets.
我有一次去探访他，他叫我去看他。那进到他的房间呢，发觉这个墙上面呢都挂满了那个小小的一些这个装饰品。
And she wrote me a letter once that said, going to markets, little markets, and buying little small things gave her.A moment of pleasure.
因为他说呢，他这个到这个外面逛街的时候，看见那个小小的东西装饰物，他就买一点。那这样子的，这样子来的，给他很大的满足。
But see, when we have deep emptiness, we will never fill that with little moments of pleasure.
但是呢，假如说我们内心是空虚的话，这些小小一点点的这个小的满足呢，不会填满我们。
So when God fills us and we allow Him to be full in our lives, we will not need those extra little moments because we will have it all the time.
是，可是当神真真正正的充满我们的时候呢，我们就不需要这些小小一点一点的小小的满足。
So the next building block when we are living in self-control is perseverance.
所以下一个我们需要建立的这个品格呢，就是忍耐。
I was thinking you might need a step ladder to put the last one on.
We'll see.
We can get some tall people. Perseverance enables us to persist in our pursuit of godly character.
忍耐呢，可以帮助我们坚持的去追求其他的品格。
Even when we suffer for doing it.
就算我们面临这个困难跟痛苦。
Perseverance means we go through pain.
忍耐呢，表示我们要经过痛苦。
Elite athletes go through pain during training so they can better play the game.
一个出名的运动员呢，他经过很多的困难痛苦呢，一直到他能够在这个竞技场上能够有表现。
I live with an elite athlete in the fact that my daughter plays for the Matildas, the national women's soccer team.
我跟一个很出名的这个运动员呢住在一起，其实呢，他就是我的这个。女儿，因为她是代表澳洲的一个足球员。
She's extremely self-disciplined, but then comes home after training saying, "Oh, I'm in pain."
她非常的能够有节制。她每次呢训练完毕呢，回到家里就说：“哎呀，我现在很疼啊，这个肌肉。”
Paul tells us that he himself.Continues to beat his body into submission so that after he preaches to others, he will not be found missing the mark and not doing what he tells others not to do.
那保罗告诉我们呢，他是攻克己身啊，那一直啊不止一直呢，他传福音给人的时候呢，啊，他不至于他自己却没有得到这个赏赐啊，而且也做不到他告诉人家做的事情，所以他是攻克己身，叫身体服他。
And Peter tells us in the later in 2 Peter's letter that you have been called for this purpose since Christ also suffered for you.
啊，彼得告诉我们，我们被召也是为了这个缘故，因为基督他自己曾经受苦。
Perseverance is the frame of mind and character which persists in doing what is right, even though doing so can produce difficulties, suffering, or sorrow.
忍耐呢，就是这样子的，有这个力量，能够使我们能够坚持，能够撑得下去。虽然经历很大的痛苦以及困难，我们还继续的下去。
I think we're all encouraged by seeing a movie or reading a book about somebody who has overcome great adversity.
我们看书，看这个其他故事，读到其他人怎样的经历很大的这个挫折，都能够继续下去。
And the ingredient in every one of them is perseverance.
那么在他们当中的这个品格的成分当中呢，就是忍耐。
And then Peter says that as we develop perseverance, it produces godliness.
彼得告诉我们，当我们在忍耐这个过程当中呢，我们就能够建立出这个前进。
Good. That's good. Standing there. Woo. Godliness is how we live day by day in the shadow of Jesus Christ.
前进呢，就是我们怎样在每天生活当中都能够活在基督的影子里面。
Godliness is what we do when no one is looking.
前进的生活就是当没有人看见我的时候，我怎样过生活。
It's the attitude of reverence which seeks to please God in all things.
就是在前进里面呢，我有一个能够尊敬神这样子的潜在的意思。
It's letting our light shine so that others can see who Jesus is through our lives.
就是让我自己的光照在别人的面前，能够看出基督是怎样的。
Notice that all these building blocks are behaviors. It's not just what we think up here and what we say out of our mouths, but it's behaviors over a long period of time.
我们所讲的这些都不是一些言语，而是一种行为，就是一些让人家能够看见的行为。
So now, as the building grows higher, we see that godliness leads to brotherly kindness.
所以我们看看这些的这个品格被建立的时候呢，就都是指向一个我们怎么样去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Good, that's good.
So far, so good.
Yes, that's good. Brotherly kindness is the love that we have for each other as believers and part of the body of Christ.
爱弟兄呢，就是在我们这个群体里面，我们怎样彼此相待所表现出来的一个行为。
It is our love of Christ that draws us together and causes us to treat each other as ourselves.
首先是因为爱基督的缘故，一直到使到我们驱使我们能够去怎样去对待别人。
This is how we fulfill the second commandment of love your neighbor as yourself.
这个就是我们怎样能够去满足这个第二条诫命，就是爱人如己。
This is not easy sometimes.
这个不容易。
Actually, you know, Peter and Paul and all of the writers of the New Testament call the body of believers as a family.
彼得在他的书信里面说，这个信徒这个群体啊，就像一个家庭。
And none of us ever chose our flesh and blood family.
我就像我们在自己家里，我们没有办法去选择谁做我们的弟兄姐妹。
You were not given a notebook of women and men and said, who would you like for your parents?
你不是说好像面前有一本这个一个族谱说我喜欢选谁做我的父母。
You had to take what you got.
你只能够说来到你面前谁是你的这个家人，你就只有接受。
And parents, you have to take the kids as you get them.
对父母来说也是一样，就是说这个孩子来到你的家里，这个就是你的孩子。
And I know sometimes you scratch and said, how could this child have come from us?
有时候我们会这个说，哎呀，我们怎么会生出这样子一个孩子呢？
And then when we see the church as God's family, none of you went through a book and said, I'll go to the church that has that person.
我们来到教会也是一样，我们没有办法说来到去找一个教会，那个教会就是由我们预先我们选好的这个弟兄姐妹。
Somehow God brought you here.
就是神把你带到这个教会。
And sometimes you think, do I really want to be here?
有时候你会想，哎呀，究竟我是不是真的想在这里？
But see, that's the great news, because that's how the whole Word of God gets lived out.
那其实这个是一个很有趣的事情，因为这个其实就是神的话语整个的这个中心。
Through the Spirit of God amongst us.
就是透过神的圣灵在我们当中。
Peter tells us in his first letter, since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your soul for a sincere love of the brethren, then fervently love one another from the heart.
彼得告诉我们，在他的前书里面告诉我们，就是因着我们得着洁净，我们来到神的面前，我们就能够以神的这样子这个神能在我们当中运作，以致我们能够接受爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
So if I want to love the brethren, I first have to be obedient to the truth, which will purify my soul.
彼得说到，就是因为我们有一个愿意顺服这个真理的心，所以我们就能够做到这样子去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And when I do that, I will not just love the brethren, I will fervently love another from my heart.
而且不单只愿意去爱，而且是爱得很深切。
That is a tall order.
这个是一个非常有挑战性的一个命令。
And it is only achievable through the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么我们只有透过耶稣基督的复活，他的十字架来到达到。
It is through the cross that God has removed the barrier between all people, Jew and Gentile, slave and free, men and women, Chinese and non-Chinese. Let's keep those lines of communication and love open between one another.
只有透过这个十字架，我们才能够像这个经里面所说，我们不论是这个希利尼人、犹太人，是男是女，是为主为奴的，我们都能够透过十字架的这个大能，我们来到在基督里面，同为一体。
So after we have these being built in our lives, the highest that Peter says is agape love.
我们有了这些这个品格，有了这些这个品性，我们就来到彼得所说的最后一样， 来到最高的境界，那就是爱，爱众人，就是在神里面的爱。Stay there.
The highest form of love that gives without thought of receiving back.
那这是最高境界的爱，是不需要偿还或者希望有回报的爱。
Love that has the deliberate desire for the highest good of the other person.
爱就是希望别人能够得到最美好的。
Love which shows itself in sacrificial action for the other person's good.
爱就是愿意自己来到牺牲，以致到别人能够得到这个爱。
We can always get grace to stand behind it. I just won't breathe. There's a story I want to share.
有一个故事想跟大家来到分享。
A 10-year-old boy had cancer, and during the last 2 years, which he was in the hospital, in and out of the hospital, he kept a journal of his thoughts.
有一个十岁的孩子，他得着这个癌症，那么他在医院里面进出之间呢，他就是写的他的每天的这个日记。
Several weeks after he died, his mother found the last entry.
他死后的几个礼拜呢，他的母亲呢，就找到他写的这个日记。
It was titled, How I Would Show Love.
里面写着是，我怎样能够表示我的爱。
This is what it said.
那么这个就是他所写下来的。
I would be thoughtful and kind.
我需要有心思，我需要有这个仁慈。
Helping in any way I could.
能够尽我所能的去帮助。
I would be extra, extra kind when someone I love is sad.
我会特别特别的这个仁慈，假如说我遇到有忧愁的人。
When you are very sick, it helps to have someone hold your hand.
当你病得很厉害的时候呢，你很盼望有人能够抓住你的手。
Letting the glowing warmth of his love for you trickle into you.
让他的这个温暖能够流到你的心里面。
Isn't that beautiful?
这个是不是很美丽的一些话呢？
Love is the crowning glory and supplement in the life progressing in holiness.
这个爱呢，就是在这个敬虔生活过程当中这个冠冕。
So now that we see these building blocks, and I don't think you'll ever forget this tower over here.
那么现在我们看见这些我们所需要的一些品格，我想大家都不会忘记这些我们所需要的一些这个品格。
I think it'd be good afterwards we just lean it toward that wall over there so it stays for a while. These verses show that the sovereignty of God in giving us the gift of faith and calling us his sons and daughters is also balanced by the responsibility of men and women.
这个显示出神所造我们，他给了我们这些能够被建立的这样子的性格在我们弟兄姐妹当中。
Firstly, we cannot contribute to our salvation.
首先呢，对于我们的永生，我们不能够做出任何的贡献。
We can't and we don't save ourselves.
我们不能够自救，我们不能够自己制造这个永生。
But these verses say that we are to strive after godly character.
但是这些圣经的话语告诉我们，我们要切力的去追求神的属性。
You know, when we look in this country and other countries about elections, One of the things besides, nobody cares about promises anymore that politicians give, you know. That's gone.
我们看到很多国家他的选举，很多这个政客他们所说的这些，所做出的这个承诺，而我们好像现在很多人都不相信这些他们做出的承诺。
But notice how even the people in the world desire to have leaders that have some kind of character.
但是可以看见全世界的人呢，都希望他们的领袖能够表现出的一些的品格。
Even in the world's greatest golfer.
就算是一个在世界上很出名的这个打高尔夫球的这个球星。
Even in our sports heroes.
或者我们在体育这个运动上面的我们的这个偶像。
How much more we as sons and daughters of God are to proclaim and show godly character to this world.
那至于我们是称为神的儿女的人，我们是否更应该能够显出神他这些美好的属性？
That's the cry of Peter's heart as he writes this letter.
那么这个正是彼得他告诉我们的他心中的话。
We are to be diligent.
我们要努力。
We are to plant the good seeds.
我们要播这个好的种子。
We are to pour the good water over them.
我们在上面洒水。
We are to pray that God will give us growth.
我们祈求神让我们生长。
This is true discipleship.
这个就是真真正正的门徒训练。
And one last note is that Peter tells us if we do not strive toward this.
彼得告诉我们最后一样事情，就是假如我们不去追求这些事情的话。
It is not that we will just remain in the same position.
那我们不是停在那里。
It's that we really set ourselves up for a fall.
其实是我们是倒退。
For taking steps backwards.
我们倒退一次可能会跌倒。
There is no shortcut to Christian character.
要达成这些这个品格没有捷径。
It must be chiseled and hammered out of our daily interaction with Jesus.
就是在我们每天与主相交的生活当中，我们要把这些品格磨练出来。
Character is one thing that we're building for eternity.
这个在永生这个过程当中，这些品格是我们要追求的。
We don't want it to fall. What sort of investment are you and I making into developing our godly character?
那么在我们追求这些品格当中，我们做出怎样的投资呢？
So as we finish today, think of a whole package that he begins by saying God's divine power has been given to you.
所以在今天我们的信息里面，我们怎么样去思想，神已经把他这个神能都显示给我们看了。For
all things.
对于所有的事情。
In life and godliness.
在我们生活里面，在我们前进里面。
So that you may participate in his divine nature.
以致我们能够与基督与神的神性有份。
That's the promise. And then Peter says, for this reason.
那么这些都是应许，彼得继续的说。
Make every effort.
就是尽我们一切的努力。
For this.
来到追求这些。
And you will receive the rich welcome into the kingdom of God.
那么你们就能够很高高兴兴的，而且被欢迎到这个神的国度里面。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。